Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 18 to 21. Our bodies have many parts, and God has put each part just where he wants it. How strange a body would be if it only had one part. Yes, there are many parts, but only one body. The eye can never say to the hand, "Don't need you." The head cannot say to the feet, "I don't need you." Yesterday we saw how Paul drew attention to the problem of inferiority complexes in the church. In today's verses, he centers on the problem of superiority complexes. He points out how absurd it would be for one part of the body to look down on another part and suggest that it wasn't needed. Paul laughs at that kind of thinking, pointing out how ridiculous it would be if a body only had one part. The only way that a body can work is by having very different parts, and the church is just the same. We might find it difficult to be in a church in which people are so different from us, but we absolutely rely on other people's differences in order to be the church. Diversity is, in fact, the only way to achieve unity. We must never be tempted to look down on other people's gifts, even if they seem strange to us. It's vital that we find ways of affirming one another, and I think we have a special responsibility to spot those gifts that have a low profile. When did you last thank the people who run the creche, or the children's or youth work? Or how about those people who work in the church office or do the cleaning? Many jobs in the life of a church have become hugely more complex over the last few years. I'm delighted that churches take safeguarding so seriously, but that involves a great deal of demanding work. The role of treasurers as well has become far more complex in recent years. The changes have been wise and lead to much greater accountability. All of that's excellent, but it involves people in work that is both incredibly important and hidden away. We need to make sure that they all know that they're loved and appreciated, and that their gifts are invaluable to the church. Let me ask you a question. Who in your church is most easily overlooked, and how might you be able to show your appreciation? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to value all the different gifts that you've given to your church. Help us particularly to encourage those whose gifts are most easily overlooked. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. Well, God bless you. Hope you have a really good day.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.